President Obama is threatening to veto the Senate version of the 2017 defense authorization bill. The White House has already given a thumbs down to the House version of the bill. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me with exactly what the Obama administration is taking issue with. And I imagine, Scott, it's more than one thing.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of things. This bill has a lot of reform measures in it, and the president, the White House does not take it very
lightly. That's the president.
Yeah.
Let's run down the list. What's their big beef?
Sure. I would say one of the biggest beefs is just the whole reorganization of the Defense Department in general. What they want to do is get rid, what the Senate wants to do is get rid of the Undersecretary for Acquisition Technology and Logistics, turn that into two different spots, one that would deal with the day-to-day acquisition and one that would focus more on innovation and research and engineering, those kind of things. The president is not excited about that. He said that this position wouldn't oversee developmental testing, which is key for design problems. They wouldn't have responsibility for contractor oversight or life cycle sustainment costs. Basically, they're saying it undermines DoD's ability to control contractor costs and oversee a ton of different functions that AT&L already oversees now.
So basically, they don't want anything that loosens up any kind of oversight over contractor or costs.
Right. Yeah. In this situation, yes. Maybe the Senate could put something in there that would add some more oversight. But that would create a whole new office, and then you have a whole rigmarole to go through again for that.
And the ATL has been a football for some time, back and forth.
Right. Yeah. So if you remember, about 20 years ago, they had the Packard. 30 years, actually, the Packard Commission, and things were redone in the Goldwater Nickel reforms, and that's kind of what they're coming back to now. They're just doing a reorganization to try and make the DoD more agile in this environment of cyber and evolving threats that are more on the non-state actor side.
All right, I guess Goldwater Nickels is almost a late Cold War type of innovation, and maybe they feel that they need a more agile type of DoD for the types of more agile requiring threats that the United States is expected to face.
Yeah, but also in a way they're kind of going toward some Cold War issues as well, because they're more focused on innovation and trying to research more, get ahead in that kind of technological superiority realm, which was very much a big deal in the Cold War against the USSR.
All right, and also there is this idea of reducing the number of flag officers by 25% and a cut of the senior executive service by 25%. What is the White House taking objection to that one also?
Yeah, so there's parts that they're taking objection to and parts that they seem kind of okay with on this. When it comes to the National Security Council, they want to cap that at 150 employees. That's something that they say the president's very much against, and they're afraid that that will hinder his ability to get the advice that he needs. There's also the cuts to the senior executive civilian staff by 25%. DoD's actually kind of excited about that. They say, okay, we can deal with that, but we'd like to see the reductions. They'd like to see review about the reductions and some analysis, so it's not just across the board kind of sequestration type like cuts. Finally, there's the cuts the flag officers. DoD does not seem to like that. They're afraid that it's going to hinder the ability for the administration to do national security and foreign policy. John McCain's been saying that we need to get rid of these flag officers because they carry huge staffs, and that's a lot of headquarters costs.
They've got colonels to just hang up their coat in the closet in the morning.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I guess not bad work if you can get it. It's indoors. All right. So we're speaking with Federal News Radio's reporter Scott Massioni, and there are some health care and personnel issues in the NDAA of the Senate that the White House is also objecting to.
Right. So the military health care reform has been something that's been on the books for a while that people have been trying to get around to. And the Obama administration put out their own suggestion on how to change TRICARE, because it's basically TRICARE's ballooning in costs. And they put out this thing that would add enrollment costs, it would add some new kind of deductibles, things like that, some higher deductibles. The Senate bill does not have those enrollment fees, and so that would take out about $2.6 billion in annual savings, or excuse me, additional savings over a five-year period. And, you know, DOD's saying we need that money. And, you know, this money's getting a lot bigger. But the Senate says we don't want to put more burden on active duty troops. The House version has something very similar to the Obama plan, which makes active duty family members pay enrollment fees. And, you know, if you remember my story from Wednesday about BHA, the basic housing allowance, you know, these guys don't have a lot of money to be throwing around for different things.
And what about the basic size of the military, the size of the forces for the Air Force, Navy, and Army? What does the NDAA call for there, and do they have agreement with the White House on those really fundamental issues?
So the NDAA right now does not, at least on the Senate side, does not change anything when it comes to the troop drawdowns. They want to, DOD wants to take the Army, bring it down from right now 480,000 to 450,000 by 2018. You know, they need more money to do it. And Senator John McCain is right now working on an amendment to try and pass through the Senate. And we're kind of waiting to see if what's going to happen with that. That would add an extra $18 billion to the defense budget through OCO. Democrats, they're
adding... To keep the troop levels as they are.
That would bring up the troop levels. Thank you. But the, you know, the Democrats say we need to invest in domestic things as well. And they're adding a kind of secondary amendment to that that says, okay, you add $18 billion to OCA, we'll add $18 billion to the domestic side.
Same battle they've had for several years running
right.
over
right.
all
and
this.
And that money would go to Zika. It would go to infrastructure. It would go to, you know, also things that have to do with DOD, a lot of intelligence gathering and homeland security things as well.
And what about the House side of the authorization bill? The White House doesn't like that one either.
Right. Yeah. So the House side, they've already built in the troop upgrades, the amount of troops that they want, which would bring it back up to 475, I believe, in the Army, at least for active duty troops. What they did was they took money out of wartime spending and brought it over into the base budget for now. But that means that the DOD is going to run out of wartime spending in April of 2017. The White House and the Democrats are very upset about that. They say they're playing political football with troops overseas because it's a fiscal cliff. If they get to April, they can't fund it. These guys aren't going to have the funds they need to survive over there.
So where does this all lead? First of all, there's no reconciliation between the House and the Senate in the first place. Do we have a timeline for when that might occur such that a bill could even get to the president?
Right. So the Senate, they're hoping to pass the NDAA tonight, and we'll see if that actually happens. Mitch McConnell said early in the week that that's what he was trying to do. The House has already passed their bill. They'll have to come to conference, and then we'll see what the president decides to do. Last year, he vetoed it over sequestration problems. He said, you know, we need to add, like you said before, the domestic side of things. We need more money over there. And, you know, we'll see what happens this year. But the budget deal last year is what saved the NDAA.
Were the votes last year and is the vote that's already happened in the House this year, were those strictly party lines or did you have some Democrats join with Republicans in passing?
You had some Democrats joining with Republicans this year. Last year, I don't think they could have been able to override it because the president ended up vetoing it. You know, people changed their mind. They said, okay, we're gonna stick with the party line. It's very likely that could end up happening again this year. So we'll have to see what happens.
Federal News Radio's Scott Mossione, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.
Be sure to read his story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.